Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the Feast of the Holy Trinity, which occurs on June 12th, Trinity Sunday. It is officially known as the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, which marks it as a feast day of the highest rank. Trinity Sunday falls on the first Sunday after Pentecost and celebrates the Christian doctrine of the Trinity, the three persons of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This feast has been celebrated on this day from as early as the 10th century. In the 11th century, Pope Alexander II refused a petition for a special feast, arguing that such a feast was not customary in the Roman Church, which daily honored the Holy Trinity with the Gloria Patri. But Alexander did not forbid the celebration where it already existed. And in the 14th century, John XXII ordered the feast for the entire Church on the first Sunday after Pentecost. The Feast of the Most Holy Trinity may well be thought of as a Church's Te Deum of gratitude for all the blessings of the Christmas and Easter seasons. For the mystery of the Holy Trinity is a synthesis of Christmas, Epiphany, Easter, Ascension, and Pentecost. Now, if you've listened to the Glory of the Mass before, you know that we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. There are 10 of these, 5 use texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's lovely Mass by the 16th century Swiss composer Ludwig Zenfel. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the service until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper, because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear all 5 of these, the introit, or entrance of the celebrant, the gradual, which follows the first reading, the alleluia, which follows the second reading, the offertory, sung while the gifts are being prepared for communion, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. I found beautiful motet settings of 3 of these. The other 2 will be heard in traditional Gregorian chant. And we'll also enjoy all 5 parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Zenfel's Missa Lum Arme, a Mass based on a popular tune of the time, The Armed Man. Many Renaissance composers based Masses on this song. These Masses are called parody Masses, which signifies that their music is derived from an already existing source. But of course, today we'll start with our introit proper, Caritas Dei. The love of God has been poured into our hearts. This will be sung in Gregorian chant by the Schola of the Hofburg Kapelle in Vienna.
Amen.
We've heard the introit for Trinity Sunday, the love of God has been poured into our hearts. Now we can turn to Ludwig Zenfel's Mass Ordinary. We'll begin with the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy. The singers are the humorously and intriguingly named ensemble, the Suspicious Cheese Lords from Washington, D.C. We've heard the beginning of Ludwig Zenfel's Missa Lum Arme, the Kyrie. Next up is the Gloria, or Greater Doxology. Again, the music is Zenfel's, and the performers are the Suspicious Cheese Lords.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
We've heard the Gloria of Ludwig Zentful's Missa Lum Arme. Now we'll return to our Mass proper with the gradual. Benedictus est Domine. Blessed are you, O Lord. This will be sung for us in Gregorian chant by Ars Nova Copenhagen. That was the gradual for Trinity Sunday, Blessed Are You, O Lord. Before going on to the Alleluia, the next part of the Mass proper, I'd like to insert a motet especially suited to Trinity, namely Tomas Luis de Victoria's Benedicta sit Sancta Trinitas, Blessed Be the Holy Trinity. This Spanish composer's piece will be sung for us by a Spanish ensemble, Musica Ficta.
Yes.
We've been listening to Victoria's beautiful motet, Benedicta Sit Sancta Trinitas. And now we'll take up our Mass proper where we left off with the Alleluia, which borrows the same text as the gradual, Blessed Are You, O Lord, but uses a different melody, in this case, composed in motet form by the French composer Guillaume Dufay, the most famous composer of the early Renaissance. Here, the performers are the French medieval music specialists Diabolus in Musica.
Thank you.
That was our Alleluia for today, Blessed Are You, O Lord, in its motet form by Guillaume Dufay, performed by the French ensemble Diabolus in Musica. And this brings us to the midpoint of our Mass, the Nicene Creed, or Credo. Here again, we'll turn to Zenfel's Mass Ordinary.
Credo.
Thank you.
We've heard the credo of Ludwig Zentful's Missa La Marmée, expertly sung for us by the Washington, D.C. ensemble, the Suspicious Cheese Lords. We come now to the offertory proper of today's Mass for Trinity Sunday, Benedictus Sit Deus, a text very similar to those of the Gradual and Alleluia, Blessed be God the Father. We hear a wonderful version of this by the young Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The singers are the Kölner Kammerchor from Germany. That was the offertory for Trinity Sunday, Blessed Be God the Father, as imagined and musicked by Mozart. And this brings us to the next parts of today's Mass Ordinary, the Sanctus and Benedictus. Again, it's Zentful's Mass.
Thank you.
We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Ludwig Zenfel's Missa Lum Arme. And this brings us to the final part of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. We've heard the Agnus Dei of Ludwig Zenfel's Missa Lum Arme. This leaves the very last musical element of the Mass, the Communion proper. Today's text is Benedicimus Deum Caeli from the Book of Tobit. Let us bless the Lord of Heaven. We'll hear this as a motet by the 17th century Mexican Baroque composer Francisco López Capillas, performed by the Coro Melos Gloriae, a Mexican ensemble. That was the communion proper for Trinity Sunday. Let us bless the Lord of Heaven. And with it, we've come to the end of our program for today. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and Ludwig Zenfel's Mass Ordinary for Trinity Sunday. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend as we celebrate another very important feast day, Corpus Christi. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a lovely Trinity Sunday.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.